Welcome back to Edge of the Web. Hey, ad revenue growth is reported by both Google and Microsoft. Would you ask SEO questions to a bot based on John Mueller? It depends. Google stealing content, or are people stealing from Google? It's the new chicken or the egg question. And you can also remove your personally identifiable information from Google search results. Finally, you're listening to News from the Edge for the week of May 2nd, 2022, here on Edge of the Web Radio.
From the Edge of the Web studios, here's what we're looking at this week.
Welcome to the Site Strategics Digital Marketing News Desk of Edge of the Web. We're proud to have Site Strategics as the title sponsor of Edge of the Web. Our digital marketing team is excellent at results-based agile marketing. We'll talk a bit more about what we can do for you during the show, but check us out over at sitestrategics.com. Joining me this week to get his take on all things digital marketing news is Morty Oberstein, who's actually been cackling in the background. He's the head of SEO branding at Wix. Morty, how you doing, sir?
I haven't been cackling in the background. I've been tweeting about this. But for the audio listener, thank God there's an edit button, because we've been through like 10,000 takes. Now let me give some background. There we go. There's the tweet, right? Jacob's holding up the tweet.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Of Jacob eating popcorn as Aaron goes through this for the 10,000th time. Aaron has a COVID problem in his office. So everyone's at home. We're not in the studio today. We're using a different platform, and it's really right. Aaron off his game. I only have one thing to say to you. WNBC. WNBC. WNBC.
Oh, my Lord. So you think this is going to actually make the edit as well?
It doesn't matter. It's already on Twitter.
Thanks for contributing.
What am I supposed to be doing? It's like 20 minutes to get to this point.
All right. Well, we thank you for accommodating us. Well, actually, you haven't done anything different. So we're changing up our entire recording studio just so we can actually get this news out. And you're literally, you're mock tweeting us. Fantastic.
What are you on me? Jacob was eating popcorn while you're completely watching the intro for the 100th time.
Nobody's the wiser. I agree. It was a perfect intro. And let's get on with the news, guys. All right. From Search Engine Land, from Danny Goodwin, Google, Microsoft are reporting search advertising revenue grew in the most recent quarter for both Google and Microsoft. Alphabet released its Q1 2022 report, while Microsoft released its Q3 earnings report. And what do they have to say here? So Google is actually sharing information around the space of $39.6 billion. That's a 24% increase against $31.9 billion the previous quarter. And the Google Network is actually showing an $8.2 billion revenue growth, around 20%. So Microsoft is also sharing its numbers as well. Let's have a look at what Microsoft is saying. Their overall revenue growth, revenue is at $49.4 billion, up 18% from $41.7 billion in Q3 2021. The company combines research and news advertising together. The revenue was $2.9 billion in Q3 2022 versus $2.4 billion in Q3 2021. So LinkedIn revenue also was shared from Microsoft. That grew to $3.4 billion, up 34% from $2.6 billion a year ago. LinkedIn advertising revenue was actually up 61% year over year. These are some incredible growth numbers. And I think we actually reported 2021's growth numbers, like at an unbelievable 54% or something like that, about 2 weeks ago. But even this quarter over quarter is demonstrating such an incredible, these are double digits, but they're not even double digits. These are incredible numbers we've never seen before in search growth. Morty, what are you thinking about this? Is this even sustainable? First and foremost,
people love LinkedIn, Bob. Well, the truth is that I think Google's growth, it's obviously a substantial increase, but in terms of growth rate, it's down from the height of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting. Is that a problem with Google? Is that just the nature of the pandemic? Things are going back to sort of kind of whatever, I don't know, normal is. Microsoft is just killing it.
They really are. They really are.
LinkedIn. And that's the hot thing, right? I don't do social media marketing much, paid marketing at least, but people love LinkedIn. We've talked about it for years. LinkedIn's a place to go because of the retargeting.
Yeah.
It's finally happened.
And it's come into its own. And on top of that, LinkedIn rolled out with a slew of new video ad platform deliveries as well over the course of the last year and a half. So that also took hold. And I think we reported on our previous marketing growth story that videos had taken off with such a skyrocket. It was the largest medium change performance growth of all the different type of search and text-based type of advertising platforms. It makes sense that LinkedIn really kind of took the cake there from a growth standpoint. We do want to make sure that you know about our title sponsor. That is Site Strategics. We're the title sponsor of Edge of the Web. We're pioneers in the agile digital marketing methodology. Our core specialties are technical SEO, SEM, social media, conversion rate optimization, all focused on results-based marketing. That we also have a omni-channel media marketing methodology. And on top of that, we curate the content of our clients into all different facets. So it's their subject matter knowledge, and we put a polish on it and deliver it to our clients' consumers the best way possible. And it's all guided by our R&D here from Edge of the Web. So if you're interested in what we can do for you, just give us a call at 877-SEO for Web or 877-736-4932. All right. Second article from V. Barry Swartz over at Search Engine Roundtable. Now, this is pretty funny, actually. Meet MuellerBot. An AI John Mueller is to answer your Google SEO questions. Danny Richmond created an AI version of John Mueller of Google named MuellerBot. It was built off of a GPT-3 powered script to answer SEO questions as if John Mueller himself answered them. It's pretty fun and sometimes scary accurate. That is all right. It's hilarious. But you can actually jump in there. It was intended to be a lighthearted joke until it became apparent that MuellerBot's responses were unnervingly accurate. And there's a number of videos there. You got to check it out. On top of that, Danny Richmond started to actually ask back to John the accuracy of information provided by the tool. So what did John actually, he was pretty cool with it. He said on Twitter, "This is surprisingly fun and often quite on point. Thanks for making this." And then Marie Hayes jumped in there. Full disclosure, the MuellerBot AI was created as a joke, but it starts getting some really interesting responses. So do you see any of the responses that the bot was actually moving through the system there, Morty?
I tested a whole bunch of them. I tested some real ones, like, should I use a canonical tag? And like, yeah, and it's pretty good. And the best part is the syntax sounds just like John.
Yeah.
So it's really good. I feel like there are some places where there's like inaccuracy. If you, for example, if you were to ask it, like, is Aaron Sparks okay? So it comes back with, so I think in general, Aaron Sparks is okay. I'm not sure how accurate that is. Right. Like, or
I have Aaron no idea Sparks. Nowadays.
Well, let's just play with it, right? Is Aaron Sparks good at SEO? Going on forever. In general, I don't really have any comments on Aaron Sparks' SEO skills. That's accurate. That's you know.
Wow.
That's fair.
Thanks, John. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Well, he can't.
So,
he can't,
I mean, they be impartial. He's got to be impartial.
Or if, hey, worst comes to worst.
Can't make it. Yeah. Get the bot on.
Get the bot on. Well, I mean, wait, I just want to point out that for Barry Schwartz, is Barry Schwartz good at SEO? Then you do get, in general, I think Barry Schwartz is a great resource for SEO information. Which, by the way, that is amazingly accurate. Hey. That is solid.
Game on. Fantastic. All right. So here's the poll question this week, folks. Do you want to ask the John MuellerBot questions? Yes, why not? No, that's Skynet. Or third, John Mueller isn't a bot? Maybe you should light that one up.
Let's do it.
All right. So we'll jump in there and light up the poll this week. Our last week's poll, do you think that Google search is getting worse? 35% said yes, 35% said no, and 30% said I'm not paid to think.
One of them was me.
Which,
I'm
not paid to think. Why not?
That was my, yeah. I mean, technically speaking, I am paid to think. Not accurate, but
that
voted for that.
That might be the most right down the middle poll we've had. Like there's almost nothing you can derive from that poll.
So news article number 3 from Search Engine Roundtable from Barry Schwartz. Google, no, we are not stealing your content and citing Google as the author. People are actually accusing Google of taking content from third-party sites and claiming it as its own. Have we ever said that on this show? Gosh, no, come on. Google says that the content was written by Google employees and the sites that you thought wrote it originally actually stole it from Google and put it on their own websites. Really? Is that
really?
Is it true?
Yeah. Well, you call them liars?
Yes. Well, Barry says it's very hard to prove either way, but we do know that Google has been writing its own knowledge panel since 2018. So it's more likely that these sites stole the content from Google word for word than Google stealing the content from those third-party sites and not citing them. Oh my gosh. So how do we prove that, guys? How do we prove that it was originally from a Google knowledge panel?
If someone has content from before 2018 on the Wayback Machine,
Right,
you're set. But I don't think there's any way to Wayback Machine a Google knowledge panel, is there?
I doubt, well, Google could.
Right, but they're not going to.
It's kind of like proving a negative.
My biggest question is not like, hey, who had it first, but like Google actually had people write it. It wasn't done through like GPT-3.
Yeah.
That's what we were
expecting this entire time, right?
That's what I think is going on, right? I think they're rerunning. I told you, I spoke about it at Brighton, rewriting content on their own, creating content on their own. That's right. Where they want to go with this. You think someone's like, there's somebody sitting there writing this up for all these knowledge panels? That seems to me, and I'm usually not one of the conspiracy theory people, but that sounds a little bit far-fetched to me, to be honest.
Right.
If they say that they're using a AI writer, then technically that means that the input that they scraped, let's say from Wikipedia or from various websites, and then reconstructed is taking it from other content and then reformatting it. So is it really their content? So are they forced into saying that they had to have authors write it when they just had an AI writer write?
Is the AI writer on payroll? That's what I want to know.
If I write an AI, if I write a piece of AI that rewrites content, am I therefore the author?
Author of the AI?
No.
There it
no,
is.
No, it's content. I am the cause of that content existing. Would I be the author?
Author? You're the author of the AI. Like, you can't put your name on that. You didn't do anything. You just fed it to a machine. That's literally like saying... Wait. Wonder Bread. Is there a baker who made Wonder Bread? If I say, oh yeah, I baked this loaf of bread. Or was it a machine?
But how does ghostwriting work? So if I write something that Morty pays me for under a contract that he's going to put his name on it at the end, how's that any different than Morty writing software that writes content for him?
Agreed. Both are just lying.
I like the baker concept. Is that, okay, did you make that Reuben sandwich if you actually provided the bread and the condiments, right?
Right. No, like you didn't. Make it like that's all right. There's different levels of causality.
You compile it.
If you're actually programming an AI writer and you're putting in all the different idiosyncrasies that need to be in place to be able to write that content, aren't you getting closer and closer and closer to that?
You're the material cause.
I'm just saying.
In that case, perhaps the efficient cause, but you're not the formal cause, meaning you didn't actually form the thing. Well, that's not what the formal cause is. I just completely.
I'm just. Morty, I'm just a material girl in a material world. I always knew
you were a Madonna fan. And I always knew you would never admit it.
Morty,
now you have.
Morty, you still got it pulled up. What does the Mueller bot say about is an AI author a real author?
Oh, let us ask the
Mueller. I don't think he's going to vote on that.
Let's see what John has to say. Is and what's the question? Is an AI
on fire if you word it correctly?
Is an AI writer a real author? In general, I think an AI writer could be considered an author. Oh, that's scandal. That's scandal.
There you go.
I think we're about to change our poll, guys. Could an AI writer be considered?
I have,
If you have Skynet, will robots take over the world? They would say, in general, probably not. I think you'll all be safe with Skynet.
Oh, I see.
I propose that we stop covering news, and from now on, spend the entire podcast just asking John Mueller bot questions and reading them up. Yeah, we can add like every article we ask John the bot what it thinks about the article.
Yep.
Yeah, like while you're doing the next one, I'll load up a question. Go for it.
Well, we want to make sure that we reference our continued sponsor of Endlings. They're a great sponsor of Edge of the Web. We won't ask the bot about them. Maybe we should, actually. Do you know that entities play a major role in how search engines understand and rank content? Optimizing your content solely around keywords is a thing of the past. Now's the time to add entities into the mix and reach higher rankings using Endlings, an award-winning software in entity SEO. Endlings provides you some expert-level data to build your content around any keyword so that Google can actually have a better understanding of the context of your articles. So if you go over to edgeofthewebradio.com/Endlings today, you can claim a free Endlings account and start creating content that will outperform your competitors. Fantastic software. And very, very proud to be able to have them along for the ride on Edge. All right, so news article number 4. From Search Engine Journal by Matt Southern. Check this out. Google Search now allows removal of personally identifiable information. Google is now rolling out a new way to remove personally identifiable information from search results, such as phone numbers and physical addresses. Guy, we've been wanting this for a long time. And I think the EU was actually ahead of the game there with a number of lawsuits to be able to extract and take down information that was coming up in search. The update actually expands on an existing policy that allows people to request the removal of personally identifiable information that's sensitive in nature, like bank accounts and credit cards. You can now request removal of any information that may compromise your privacy or put you at risk of identity theft. Google states in their announcement, under this new policy expansion, people can now request removals of additional types of information when they find it. Search results, including personal contact information like phone numbers, email addresses, or physical addresses. The policy also allows for the removal of additional information that may pose a risk of identity theft, such as confidential login credentials, when it appears in the search results. So there's a number of pieces of information. I haven't come across the form that you need to submit. You do need to click on the article link at the bottom of the link, but some of the things that you can remove are confidential government IDs, as well as social security numbers, bank account numbers, credit card numbers, images of handwritten signatures, hell yeah, images of ID docs, highly personal, restricted or official records like medical records, personal contact information, and other confidential login credentials. You're seeing this happen right now. Privacy is front center, especially with what's going on over at Twitter, guys. To be able to see Google moving this way, they're just kind of getting ahead of the game on their end, just to make sure that we can pull this content down. And we haven't been able to do this much before, so timing's everything, right, Morty?
CYA. Cover your ass. That's what it seems like we're talking about.
Pretty much. Show, pretty much.
Right? Now it's like, hey, you want to sue Google? Well, why didn't you fill out the request form? If you didn't want this information here, we're slandering you.
It's there all the time.
Did you fill out the request form? You go to court and the lawyers, hey, here's the request form. Would you like to fill it out now?
We'll take it right off. Yeah, exactly. Because you got to file it in triplicate there. But, I mean, like I said, this has been going on in the EU for several years. So good to be able to have this type of information. But will this get abused, right? Especially from the reputation management companies that are out there to try to pull off public information, right, that is deemed possibly sensitive just because somebody doesn't want that particular news article posted that could be considered anti-brand of one way, shape, or form. You're going to have a lot of other contentious discussions there of just people wanting their crap off the SERP, right?
I mean, it's just their name and their address. I don't think Google's going to be like everything, but personal information. I mean, hopefully your bank account number is not online, but I would imagine it's really limited set of circumstances where this could apply. I mean, hopefully when a newspaper writes about you, they're not throwing your personal home address or phone number up in there. Should we ask John Muellerbot what he thinks?
We should. We should. What does John Muellerbot feel about personal information on Google?
So why is Google letting you remove personal information from search? John, the bot, says maybe it's something where they think that they're not providing the best service or the best results if they're showing personal information. So maybe they're trying to give people the option to report information if they feel like it's not providing the best experience or the best results. Thank you, John.
That's excellent. Deep.
Thank you, John. You know what? We've been thinking here, and SEO chat, you're looking around for a particular moderator of SEO chat this week. What about MuellerBot?
We should totally do MuellerBot. First off, I'm not looking for somebody this week. I'm off this week. I'm not working on Thursday. I'm taking the day off, so I'm taking the week off. I'm not doing SEO chat. But in general, I do want people to host and don't reply back. You know, maybe I should just end SEO chat. That's what I'm thinking.
Wow.
No.
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 Ask
people with MuellerBot. Need the host.
Ask MuellerBot whether or not.
I will ask, should we end SEO chat? Should. Hey, why is it not working?
That's 8-ball at this point in time.
And it's my magic 8-ball now. Everything. What should I eat for dinner? So I think that's a super complicated question because there's no one answer for everyone. So first of all, like you probably recognize, artificially building links, dropping links to other sites, buying links, all of that is against the webmaster guidelines. And we kind of take action on that algorithmically. We take action on that manually. And the actions that we take include demoting the site that is buying the links, demoting the site that is selling the links. Sometimes we also take a more subtle action in that we just ignore all of those links. I take that to mean John thinks I should eat chicken for dinner.
I think that was a very verbose way of saying it depends.
Yes. It depends on what you're hungry for. How about that?
Chicken. I want chicken.
All right. So there's no SEO chat this week. You're coming back around. You're taking a break, but it's coming back around May 12th, right?
Yes. Yes.
Fantastic. Well, we'll certainly cover it next week. So we'll find out what she's talking about, right? Or do you have that as well?
Yes. I don't know yet.
Yeah. All right. So Morty, any final words for our listening audience here? I think we've punished them enough this week.
I feel like I've been punished enough this week. So also my wife's at home. She's working an evening shift.
Okay.
And my kids are sitting around watching the TV. I know what's going on. It's been an hour. I should probably figure out what the hell's going on. It's been real quiet.
The parenting skills here are just amazing. All right. So hey, make sure you listen to our 500th episode coming up. We really do appreciate participation in that. Morty, thank you so much for your time today and introducing us to MuellerBot. What an amazing, amazing resource that we're going to have to use regularly on. So any final words for our listening audience, Morty?
WNBC.
Why do I always do that?
Yep, I don't know. I have no idea. Why would you give me the mic back?
I don't know. All right. That's it for Edge of the Web this week. Be sure to check out the Krista Seiden interview as we cover Google Analytics 4. It's coming at you, and you better listen to this show because it is fantastic. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube channel whenever it gets updated or when we go live with the show. From all of us over at Edge, stay safe like we are this week. Stay well, and do not be a piece of cyber driftwood. We'll talk to you real soon, or at least MuellerBot. Bye-bye.